exactly.
Who led it? I blocked your mother. We are up to Masechta Kinin, Pei the Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and we're talking about now that instead of the Kohen asking what to do, which is Pei the Sheni and Pei the Aleph, now we're talking about a Kohen who just did his own thing, thinking he's a Talmud Chacham, can make his own decisions. Yeah, now, we also ruled out a carbon oilus of a bird has to be above the red line, and Mishnah Gimel. Pei the Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. And the chatzis has to be below the red line. Another thing is when you bring, we learned also, if you bring a set of an adava, you can only bring oilus, you cannot bring chatzis. And also if you bring two sets, one is a chayv and one is an adava, you always bring the chayv first before you bring the adava. The first set is always a chayv. So what happens if chatzis lezuv, oila lezuv, talking about that, you brought a chatas for one person and oila for another person. Right, two different women had their own little twin sets. You brought a chatas for one and an oila for another one. Right, also kula lamaila. What happens is, we learned before that if one chatas gets mixed up with 100 oilas, they all get killed. Because you don't know if you can ask a chatas what to do. Or one oil with 100 chatas, you're going to get killed. You know, because you can ask what to do. And the thing is, each one you bring up, how you know what it is. So you can't do anything. So we say, the chatas, also kulam lemaila, if you did all of them above, the mechza kosher, mechza posel. If you did all of them above, then half is kosher and half is posel. Why? Because all the oilas are kosher and all the chatas are posel. And we know half the birds are chatas, half the birds are oilas. So what happens? So we say that they're all kosher. Sorry, half of them are kosher and vice versa. Kulam lemachta, if you did all of them are below the line. Again, so you did all the chatas are done correctly, all the oilas are incorrectly. So again, machts and kosher. What about machts and posel? What about chetzi lemaila, chetzi lemata? You did half above the line, half below the line. But how do you know that what you did above the line was a carbon oilas and below the line chatas? Maybe you did fakert. Yishtei yipsul, all posel. Shani oimer. Chatas krevu lemaila, oil lemata. I'm talking about one chatas for one person, oil for another person, but you don't know what's what. They all got mixed up.
Who's the ani oimer?
Ani is the halacha. Ani means we assume. No, assumption. No, assumption. Or krevu lemaila, oil lemata. Okay. Dalud.
All these Mishnahs
seem
to be
Stam
Mishnahs.
I don't see any names. We had one name. Yeah. We'll have another name later on. Yeah. Says the Gemara Vayte. We also had a Machlekes. Remember, we had the Machlekes. The Chatas is what determines what the other Kabbalahs are, or is it the first Karmen that you bought, the first set? Remember, yeah. And the next Mishnah. Chatas V'Olam. Now what happens is you have two women bringing together a chatas and oila. You had a chatas and an oila, then you had a stuma and a mefureshes. You had like this. You had three sets. You had a chatas and oila. Then you had one twin. No, one woman had a chatas, one woman had an oila. Then you had one twin that was stuma. You had one person had two birds, but you didn't designate which is what. And then you had another set, which was mefureshes. You designated which is chatas, which is oila. Okay, you did all that. Yeah. Also called lemaila. If you did all above the line, the mechza kosher, mechza posel. If you did all above the line again, then you know half is kosher. Which half? The ones that are possible to be eilas, they're kosher, and the mechza posel, all those that are possible to be chatas, are posel. Kul lemata, did them all below the line, mechza kosher, mechza posel. What about chetzi lemaila, chetzi lemata? What about you did half above and half below? So remember, one of the sets here is has not been designated. So whichever bird you decide from that set to use above the line, and whichever bird from that set you use to below the line, is all right. Because the one above the line, we'll call it now, that's going to be the oila, and the one below the line will be the chatas. And kosher al stuma means chalek is benayin. So what's the one that's kosher? Only the stuma, only the one that was... But we don't know who it is. Remember, the two women here who joined Beshutfas to bring all of these three sets. So therefore, it's chalek is benayin. So each one, they have to bring again another set of chayva, another chatas. And they have to bring also... Now, another set where one person will donate one bird, another bird, and whichever bird, one will be an oil, one will be a chatas. And each one will get the credit for that. One will get the credit oil, the previous chatas, and one will get the credit chatas, previous oil. What about chatas and his arba b'chayva? What about a chata that got mixed up with a chayva? You have you have to bring a chatas oiv. You have one single chatas oiv that you have to bring on its own. And then you also have a chayva, which means a woman that gave birth has a chayv to bring two birds, an oil, a twin set, an oil and a, what do you call it, and a chatas. And they all got mixed up. So now you have two chatois and one oil. Right? That's what you have to bring. Two chatois and one oil. One chatas on its own, and one part of a set. So here we say, "Ein kosher el minyan chatoy shebechayve." What's kosher? Only the amount of chatas and the chayve, which means only one. We only say that one of them is one's a chatas. Only one of them is kosher because we say that because the other one, one is definitely a chatas. Let's say you did them, you know, above the line and below the line. One is definitely a chatas. The other one maybe was an oiler that you brought, or maybe it's the other one's a chatas. But maybe the other one you brought was the second pair, the second bird of that set, and you cannot bring. So what you did was you took one above and you did two below, right? You have two chatois and one oiler. You did one above and two below because you have two chatois and one oiler. So we say one is definitely kosher, and that's all. And why is that simple? You brought two below. How do you know? One is definitely you brought chatas. Definitely one of them is a chatas because you have three birds and two of them are chatois. And I don't care which chatas it was, it's good. But the second bird you brought, how do you know that was other chatas? Maybe it was the oiler that was supposed to be on top of the line. So therefore, what do you definitely have? Only the communion of the chayv, only the minion chatas of that chayv.
Those are designated birds already.
No.
The chatas, the set one.
He didn't say which is which.
The twin is not designated, but the other one, the single bird, is designated, right? It's, you have a chiv to bring a chatas oiv. You brought the other animal, and then you're poor, so you brought a chatas oiv. So you have one designated chatas oiv, and then you have another one that's not designated. You brought two birds below the line, because you know you have two chatas and one bird above the line, but you mixed up. You know what's what. So now, what happens?
So we're concerned that you brought that one single chatas above the line.
So we're scared that you, exactly, and the oiler you brought below the line, because you don't know which bird you brought. So therefore, what's kosher? Only the minion of chatois and chayv. Okay. What about chayv shnayim bechatas? If the chayv is twice as much as the chatas, chayv is twice as much as the chatas. Let's say you have two chayv and one chatas. You have four birds now. Four birds and one chatas. You have five birds in total. Three chatois and one and two oilers. Machtze kosher or machtze pasul. Then half is kosher, it is half as puzzle. Okay, so therefore half is kosher, half is puzzle, because you did half on top, you did half below. So the ones that you did below are all kosher because you have you have enough chatois to fill the bottom one. Remember, they weren't declared which is the bird you're going to be using. So therefore, it's kosher. We're talking about if you add chatois, you have two chatois, and you have two sets of birds. You have a total of six now. You have a total of six birds. You did three below the line and three above the line, right?
You have two
sets, twin sets, and you have two chatois. So the twin sets were double the chatas you have. So you have four birds that are mixed up, you know, non-designated, and two of them are definitely chatas. So you have now four birds, right? So if you brought three below the line and three above the line, you definitely yaitze. You did half, because all three below the line are chatas. You have, because manushach, if it's the original two chatas, for sure they're below the line. If they weren't the original two chatas, two birds from the that were for the probability. You only have two birds above the line. So where's the third one? One of that third bird has to be one of the original chatas. So therefore, you did half and half. You ate a half and half. So max kosher mat apostle chata shnayim bechayve. Chata shnayim bechayve. What I mean, double chatas. I mean, it's a bechayve kosher. If you have chatas double than the chayve. Or the chayv double chatas, and the amount of chatoyis in the minyan, that's what is kosher. The chayin oilish, and it's the same thing by oilish. Oilish and asar b'chayv ain't kosher. The minyan oilish b'chayv. If an oilish got mixed with the chayv, so you have an oilish, and then you have another twin set. So you have one twin, three birds here, and the oilish got mixed up. You brought two above the line, and one below the line. You definitely one is kosher, but that's about it. The other one you don't know. Maybe that's the chatas that's on the bottom that you put on top. The same thing as before. A woman comes along and says, just to complicate things, and this is the last Mishnah.
In case you were cruising until now.
a woman comes along and says, Harei alai kain, in addition to the chayv that I have to bring when you give birth of a twin set of a bird, of these two birds, Harei alai kain, I take upon myself a twin set as a nadava. Kisha eile zachar. If I have a boy, I take upon myself, to bring another set. Yeah. Is Yolder Zocha, she had a kid, maybe if they came. No, there's two oilers, because it's an adava. So what do you have like this? The chi of the chayva is an oiler and a chattas. And the nadava. On adava, you have to have two oilers. So now if she has to bring two, she has to bring three oilers and one chattas. One she brings from another, and the first one you bring has to be the one that's a chayv. Your nedava can come afterwards. So the first one is considered your chayv. So one is in neder. No, that's a chayv.
So she has to do one oil and one chatos first, or the other way around. I mean, sorry, one
she chatos. Has to first bring the oil and the chatos, like the chayv.
Yeah, whichever order, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah. And then she brings
the
two oils. Yeah. Now, so achas. What happened? Nos on the koyin. She gave it to a koyin. Did not tell the koyin what's what, or the koyin assumed that she's bringing him two sets of chayv of chatas right. And oiler. So and he did
two above, two below.
Yes. Yeah, so what should he be doing is tzarech lasa give a prayer. Since they weren't designated, what should he do? Three above the line because they're two oilers plus the oiler from the chayv and one below the line. That's what he should have done. He didn't ask, thinking, assuming that why that they're both eilus, they're both chayv, so therefore you have two above, two below. The leinim didn't ask any questions, so it comes out that three out of the four you were yaitza, because there were three eilus, and there's supposed to be three eilus and one chattas. He did two above, the two above definitely are eilus, and the two below one is a chattas for sure, but other one you brought below is possible, because you brought an eilus as a chattas, because you have to bring three eilus. She owes one. So
you can't say maybe he did the chattas on top.
Impossible. You were not designated. Oil is only on top and chattas on the bottom. This woman has to bring three oilers in total and one chattas. He didn't ask any questions. He thought that she's bringing two oilers and two chattas. So he did two and two, but really it had to be three and one. So the two above is good, and one below is good, and one is not good. So she has to bring another one to make up. If the mission would end here, it'll be a machaya. Brings it above. What about, this is all talking about, mimin echad. Now remember we learned before that there's two kinds of birds. There's a toy, which is a pigeon, and b'nayena, which is a dove. Some say here it's faket. But that's how we normally touch. Toy is a pigeon, and b'nayena is a dove, a turtle dove. But we learned before that whatever you bring the chattas, you have to bring the oiler. They have to be from the same. If you brought the oiler as a dove, then the chattas from that pair has to be a dove. If you brought the oiler as a pigeon, the chattas as a pigeon. So what happened? Okay, this whole didn't make sense if it's 1 minute. What happened to Shnei Minin? One set she brought from pigeons and one set she brought from dove. She can't remember what's what, who's where. So now, she's missing a carbon, but you can't just bring another one to make up the oiler, because maybe the oiler was a pigeon, and you're going to bring a dove, so you're going to have to bring a pigeon. But maybe the oiler was a dove, so you have to bring two. One pigeon, and we have to bring one oiler pigeon and one oiler dove.
It's expensive business if you imagine a dove.
Don't make mistakes. Or talk. Tell the coin. Mistakes you don't get penalized.
And remember, we're talking about Koinim Zrizimheim.
But she didn't tell him.
These people are.
He should have asked, but she didn't tell him. That's.
You should have a checklist before you bring a Koinim.
That's it.
You need a checklist. You've got to run through. Is this a Chatos? Is it an oil? You want
exactly.
This above the line? You want this? Is a Torah Ben Yoina? What are you doing here?
Not really, because he didn't. She should have said something.
No, but I'm just saying, because in so many places in Shas, we say that the Koinim are so Zrizim, they're so.
Experts in everything. Very meticulous. Very meticulous. But not this particular coin here.
This guy's a
Tovi Shtayim, so she has to bring two. What about now to make just to throw a spanner in the works? Parsha Nidra, Pirsha Nidra. She specified which is what. Till now we learned she didn't specify, so whatever. Who cares what she did? But now it's important to know what she did, because she said this will be a chatzav in oil, and she got all mixed up. What happened? She brought the chatzav above the line and the oil below the line. Then she has to bring three more birds. I mean, like, if it's 1 minute, so you have a total of four birds, right? Total of four birds. Two are oilus nadova, and one is an oil, and one is a chattas. She brought two above the line and two below the line. So one is only right. One of the kabanas above the line is definitely an oil, because from the other cane, even if both of them, say you brought above the line, but you brought three above. If you brought both above the line, one of them is an oil. And the problem is that the other ones that you, all those you put below the line, maybe they were the chat, maybe they were the oilers and she put them below the line. And even if they're from the cane, she specified, maybe she put the wrong one. So she has to bring three. Only one was right. That's only talking about Miminech. It's all from the same type of bird. What about Mishnei Minin? They need Arba, because you messed up everything. Four birds, maybe got them all wrong. Exactly. Or no, but even if she brought, even if let's say the Chattas is right above, let's say the oil is right above, but the set, possible. You got to bring it two to make it up. Exactly. Okay, right. Now, to confuse things even further, it's like the mission is enjoying itself. You don't see
throwing,
the golfers.
Throwing layers upon
yeah,
layers.
Exactly. What about Kova Nidra? She decided, I'm going to give a neder and I'm going to give a chayv. She made a deal that the neder and the dover should come at the same time. In other words, if I bring a neder, I have to have a dover with it. So when you repeat, let's say, before the exercise, and you only repeat, let's say, the nedava, I got to repeat the neder again. Because my thing was, I want the neder and the dover to come at the same time. And then Kova Nidra, and then she specified, and she doesn't remember what in the world she specified and intended to be together.
The whole thing intentionally.
He's trying, isn't she?
I can't believe that mistake.
So she now has to bring three oilers together. Two oilers as Nadava.
I said it's the way I said it. It's what I meant.
So she has to bring three oilers now, right? Three oilers and what she has to bring is three oilers and one chata, but she has to bring together. She has to bring the two oilers from the Nadava and the one oiler from the Chayv. Where is it? If it's one mean, she has to start all the way, she has to bring five praydin.
So one,
because we don't know.
One to cover the actual and four for all the possibilities.
She has to bring three oilers. It's from Minechad, right? We're talking about Minechad. She said she's bringing three oilers together. So you can't say, oh, you, before we said, let's say you're ready, Yetzer, we're talking about in case you specified. Yeah. We said before, well, one was definitely good, it's the other three. But now you have to bring them, you say you can bring the oilers together with the Chayv. So you got to bring them all over again. How do you come five? The Chayv should be four. So she has to bring three. She said, "I'm bringing two." She said, "I'm bringing two oilers and an oiler and a chattas." And she brought up whatever it is. So we had one that was good. Now you're saying here you have to bring two oilers again, and you have to bring another oiler and a chattas. Bring another three oilers again, another oiler and a chattas. So what? Be another five or another four? Let me just see. What do you mean another four? I'm trying to remember now.
This isn't Rashi here, is it?
It is. They say it's Rashi.
Really?
Yeah. Well, give me one second.
It's not Rashi's normal style.
That's well. Yeah, you can see why. This is exactly exactly. The reason is she was mefaris, which is the oil and which is the chayim. She cannot remember, so she has to reproduce again another oil, another chattas, and she has to bring another oil, another chattas to do that. And she has to, and she promised to bring three oilers together. So she has to bring three oilers for that, for the to be a third one there together, and another oil and chattas over here. Why can't the oil and chattas here be part of the three that she's bringing with that one there? That's part
does
I can remember.
Does five mean just five oilers?
Or five sets?
Altogether five birds. Let's see. I'm going to look at Rashi again. Remind myself. Huh? Look at that. It seems to me in total five. Rashi learns you bring another three oilers. Rashi says you bring another three oilers.
Because otherwise the world would be infinite.
It's So we're assuming one she's done correctly. One bird.
Yeah, we're done, yeah. Ah. Oh, the reason why you're five is you cannot remember. She was my father's, but she cannot remember. She only brought one min, right? Everything was the same min, but you can't remember which min it was. That's why. The extra two is for one is. Yeah. She needs to bring. Exactly. The extra min is bring another two because maybe it's bnei, maybe it's doves that she said. She doesn't remember what this pirsha. Not that the dove wasn't pirsha. We're talking about the chayiv. The chayiv was pirsha. So the chayiv she has to bring again. One is set as bnei tayrim and one as bnei yena. Okay. Then he continues further.
And what's with the single one? Because if you have five, there's one.
So the five is you have two. She has to bring two and she has to bring three oilas. She has to bring three oilas.
One pair in case it's of Turin, one pair of Neyoina.
She has to bring three oilas. So she brings, for the Chayv set, she has to bring three oilas, right? So
she
brings.
Oila can only be.
This is what she does. She does like this, five birds. Why? She does, let's say she does pigeons. She does three birds, pigeons, and then she does another set of two of doves. The set of two of doves is in case that's what the Chayv was. And she does three pigeons because the oilers have to be the same ned and the chayv. So she does. Now the chayv should be doing six then. In case of that, then the chata should be the sixth. Don't know. It was a little bit further. Kova nidra tzichel havi oicham preidim min echad mishnei minin. If it's two minin, tovi sheish. So if it's one min, you bring five. If it's two minin, okay, two minin, you bring six because you don't remember if it's bnei yena or bnei toyer. So that's how you're talking at six. You got to bring another set. So you bring two again for your chayv for your nedaver, and you have to bring two more sets for your chayv because you don't know whether they were pigeons or whether they were doves. So you bring a total of six. So the six now we understand. It's the five that we're still stuck. Why do you have to bring a fifth one?
Harvey, did you say in the English any explanation?
I'm sure it's just along with Rashi. So the six makes sense.
Saying that the five is just five oilas.
In total?
Yeah, because he's bringing. Because at the end of the Rashi there, it says Shatam, three lines from the end. Shatam ebiyush shlosha oilas mitorim.
Yeah.
And then it says v'shnei bnei yoina l'nidra.
Yeah, so
he's just talking about the
total. You're talking about
five. Oh, he's saying she's talking about just the oilas. The only thing that's a sophic is her neder.
The chatas would have gone.
That she's done.
Could be okay.
Yeah,
five birds. Preid is a single bird. Five single birds.
Three of them are going for the because.
Three, because you got to bring them together. Three, you
got to
bring together.
She's only got a sophic on the nedava. That's what he says here. That changes the picture.
Yeah. So the two additional ones, the bnei yonos, are just both oilas.
So you bring shnei bnei yonos l'nidra shein sebek el menidra. The suffix was the neder, which what it was.
She's discharged her obligation. That she's fine.
Okay. Then so we say six. Six we understand because we need another set for bnei yonos and bnei toyer. And then he says nos on the koyin v'engi da man nos nos. So she gave it to the koyin. If she doesn't remember, gave toyin bnei yonos. It was a one. Set one from here. She has no idea what you did, and he doesn't remember if he did above the line, below the line. He doesn't remember what he did either. You have to bring another praydin four for her neder, because maybe they did it below the line or above the line, and maybe she specified. Maybe it has to be toidin, maybe it has to be bnei yena. and two, she's bringing four for a neder, because maybe b'nei teidin, she had bring two for that, maybe b'nei yeh, bring two for that. U'shtayim lechevasa, and two for her chayv, to bring, and v'chatas achas. And also you bring one chatas, one bird of chatas, and she can bring a chatas from any kind that she wants. And she says, she brought pigeons and she brought those. Whichever one is a fit, it'll match. Whichever I brought a whole bunch of chatoyzer. Whichever one it matches. I brought a whole bunch of oilas. So this should match the oila. Which if it's a bnei toyla, it should match the oila bnei toyla. If it's bnei yoni, it should match the oila bnei yoni. It's a total of seven. Ben Azay says you bring shtei chatoyz, because Ben Azay says since whichever one is first, that's the one that fixes it, and you don't know which one is first, so you can't just stand the vote and say it should match up any oila. Maybe matched up the first one you brought was the bnei yena, maybe the one I brought was bnei toyla. So therefore, whatever one is first, that's what you match up. Amr Rabbi Shua says, Zeu she'amru, this is the famous saying that we say, kishehu chai, that when an animal's alive, kolei echad only makes one sound. However, kishemesh, once an animal dies, kolei shiva, from one animal, you can produce seven different sounds. Here you have, you know, a woman bringing one bird, and then bringing seven birds. Because Benazir, she does have seven birds. Ketzad kolei shiva, how do you get from one animal seven sounds? Beis Quran of two horns. L'shtei chatzaitzers, which make two shayfers. So you see the keren and the chatzaitzers, the same thing. Shtei shayker through his thighs or ankles, l'shnei chalilim, can be two flutes. Oida his high, the type for drum, may of his intestines, and the volume, also not the wind instruments, and B'nai Mayav the Kinaitis. And the B'nai Mayav.
We're talking about birds here, they don't have all these.
Exactly, yeah.
Shake.
Any of this, yeah.
We're
talking about a ram here. We're talking about a ram when it's alive only has one sound, but when he's dead, you can make seven out of him.
Yeah, because they've got shofers.
An ox's
horns is not a shofar.
Yes, you can actually have eight. The wool you can make out of it chelis for the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has these bells on the bottom. Either Ramban says the bells were inside, the glocks were inside the bell, and according to Rashi, they were between the bells. And if it makes an eighth sound. And the other one said that's not considered, that's not the same thing, because it's a cause of a sound. It itself is not the sound. Rab Shimon Kash Yomer. Zikne amoritz, the older it becomes, kozman shehem maskinim daitem mitarefeshalim. The older they become, the dumber they become. Shemar it says, meisir sofu lemon, takes away the language from those who believe in the tam skeni, takes away the taste of the elder people. These amoratzim. Ava zikne teide, tamachachem, einikein. Kozman shehem maskinim daitem mitarefeshalim. The older they become, the smarter they become, the wiser they become. That's what we did on Ayin Beis last night. Shemar it says in Pasuk, be shishim chachma. As you get older, you have chachma. The oedich yamim tuna. The longer you get, you have tuna. A guy once came up to the Roger Chopper and said,
"This member of Rabbi Shimon Akashia, what's it got to do with what we're talking about?"
Actually,
you do this in Sefta, and you get wiser.
As I get older, I'll understand. What do they say? When you get older, you'll understand.
Yeah. Rashi says here that this is not part of the Mishnah, it's actually a Braisa, and Rashi says if you find another Masechta where a Braisa was amalgamated with a Mishnah.
To have a nice ending or
something. Right, but he doesn't say nice. And he just says, look at the last Rashi at the bottom of the page. Alhom mil sef shino kasha shoyin oisev loshem Braisa, the Perek Shoyo, ukama tanya lebishma Braisa, emev imhi Mishnah hayo lelemu shom tanan. Chayin ebizab meyazoyin Braisa achasina Mishnah shal sham. What do you call it? A guy was came up to the Rogachov and said, you know, I'm looking at your Sforim, but you're right, as you're getting older, and not as bright as it was. You know, I read this 40 years ago when you were young. It was so brilliant. It's kind of a kasha. It's a confession mission here that says I'm chacham kol man shemaskin and daiti mishavizalein. Get smarter, smarter. She said, "That's not you got it all wrong. But you're the amaris, and the older you get, the dumber you become. That's why you can't
understand."
Exactly. Now you don't understand.